As we continue our study of the book of Ezekiel, we're in the 10th chapter, and we're just finishing this chapter, having three verses to go, and we're in the 20th verse. Ezekiel has seen the great vision of the four cherub of God forming this chariot with the wheels, with the throne of God located above. He has seen God as he has left the temple now for the last time. The 19th verse says, "And the cherubim lifted up their wings and mounted up from the earth in my sight. When they went out, the wheels were also beside them, and everyone stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord's house, and the glory of the Lord of Israel was over them above." So in this verse, he sees God leaving the temple. What a terrible sight this is for Ezekiel to know that the Lord has now forsaken his place, his altar, his most holy place, and no longer will he be there until it is destroyed and rebuilt. So in verse 20, "This is the living creature that I saw under the God of Israel by the river of Shebar, and I knew that they were the cherubims." So Ezekiel has no mistake now. This is the same vision he saw originally. This vision of God's great chariot ready to carry out the will of God. And he is giving a further description of it here. Verse 21. "Everyone had four faces apiece, and everyone had four wings, and the likeness of the hands of a man was under their wings." Verse 22, "And the likeness of their faces was the same faces which I saw by the river of Shebar, their appearances and themselves. They went every one straight forward." So he has no mistake now about it. This is the original vision that he saw, again returning here in this 10th chapter, as God has left the temple, riding upon his chariot of the cherubims, winging it away from the earth, never to return until this temple has been destroyed. And that concludes the 10th chapter. We're now ready to begin the 11th chapter of Ezekiel.